From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Monday, January 27th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New data on SOC effectiveness, content moderators asked to sign acknowledgments of PTSD, and Activision leaves Twitch for YouTube. This is the Business of Tech. A report from the Poneman Institute and Respond Software has analyzed the investment in security operations centers, including those outsourced to managed security services providers, and found some expensive and mediocre results. Here are some of the findings. 42% find their MSSP to be completely ineffective, and 58% find their MSSPs ineffective at some level. Almost half of IT security practitioners are dissatisfied with their SOC model, be it in-house or outsourced. 44% report their return on investment within their SOC is getting worse. 63% of those who outsource an MSSP plan to bring the SOC back in-house or move to another vendor. The good news, they do value the service, with 73% of respondents reporting their SOC is critical to their security programs. So why do we care? The analysis believes that MSSPs are still focusing on a human-centric, brute-force approach and have high SOC employee attrition. Training and hiring staff takes 7 months, but the average tenure is 2 years. And here's where the insight lies. The whole promise of both MSSP and managed services in general is the idea of leveraging technology rather than people. For security, this just isn't happening with broad reach. Vendors who make security straightforward and technology-driven are gonna pull away. Tech services groups who leverage technology rather than people are also gonna outperform. Getting these two to align, that would be really great. In another deep dive in The Verge, Casey Newton explores how content moderators for YouTube are being ordered to sign a document acknowledging that the job can cause post-traumatic stress disorder. Per the article, Accenture, who operates the moderation site for YouTube in Austin, Texas, distributed the document to workers of December 20th. This is just 4 days after The Verge's investigation into PTSD among workers at the facility. Why do we care? I really wanted to have a couple of days where the tech news isn't about how horrible a tech company has acted. I even noted to myself for this week to really look in new places for different stories, but the human impact of this story is so important. I'm going to comment on the top of this. It just looks ridiculous that instead of redressing the health problem, the company throws legal paperwork at it and tries to abdicate responsibility all the way down the line. Google and YouTube outsource moderation, Accenture then asks people to sign an agreement to get PTSD for a paycheck, and an individual at the end gets traumatized to make ends meet. This story should be the lead, but I put it after the SOC story because of the theme that also runs through this. Throwing bodies at security isn't the answer, and throwing bodies at content moderation is not the answer either. Let's not delude that content moderation can be done entirely via technology. We're not there yet, and it may not be achievable. But the takeaway is more about investing in the right people and the right technology. But not as a cliche, but doing the hard work to get it right. And right now, it seems like there's a competitive advantage in doing just that. Activision announced on Friday that it will live stream its esports on Google's YouTube, including recordings, and that Google Cloud Infrastructure would support the game's back ends. This moves their properties from Twitch, including the Overwatch League, Call of Duty live streams, and the newly created Call of Duty League. This is on the heels of news that Twitch failed to meet its revenue goals, landing at $300 million rather than the targets of $500 to $600 million. Why do we care? The global games market is $152 billion, and there are roughly 2.5 billion gamers worldwide, per a study from Newzoo. This is not a small market space. Google's win on the cloud infrastructure backend is a significant one, especially with their hopes with their Stadia product, and positions them against Microsoft's xCloud and their backend Azure, of course. This is pretty big business, and while the idea of watching people play video games doesn't make sense to some, don't be dismissive of this entire space. Something different, as today's episode is brought to you by you, the listener. I really appreciate the 5 minutes of attention you give me every day, and I hope I'm delivering something of value. I am looking for feedback, topics to cover, disagreements on the why we care, extra bonus content you might like to see on the weekend, news stories to tell me about, or things you want me to look into. I really want to drive a different conversation about what's going on in the technology services industry, and conversation is two-way. You can interact with me on Facebook at MSP Radio News, Twitter MSP Radio News, or on LinkedIn, or online at mspradio.com. If you want old-fashioned email, you can drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com. I do love the feedback, which send my way any way you want, or feel free to rate the podcast on your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.